It's Kiss 92 time once again for Doctors in the House. This month, we're going to learn about common conditions that can affect your lifestyle.
Yeah, and elbow injuries, you know, they're quite common, especially if you play sports. We've all heard about the proverbial tennis elbow.
That's right.
How can we prevent or treat them? Here to tell us more is Dr. Andy Wee, orthopedic surgeon from Mount Elizabeth Hospital.
Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Thank you. Good morning.
Elbow injury.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that considered serious?
So it all depends on what symptoms do the patients present with. Most simple elbow injuries tend to present with a little pain or maybe ache, and that tends to settle down.
Right.
This usually is a result of an overuse, repetitive injury to the elbow.
Yeah.
But there are some signs that maybe make us a little bit more worried.
Right.
For example, the patient has significant swelling or a deformity of the elbow. Typically, this is a result of a fall or an injury to the elbow. Of course, if the patient do not have a good range of motion after an injury, then we tend to think that there's something that is limiting the movement within the elbow joint. Then I'll be a little bit more concerned.
Right.
And then lastly, if there's a clicking that is painful that is coming from the joint, this might suggest an intra-articular problem like a cartilage injury, and that probably need to be looked at.
That sounds very uncomfortable, a clicking elbow.
Yeah.
What are the recommended treatments, doctor, for a clicking elbow or like elbow problems?
Yes, so I would say that most of the elbow problems are due to tendonitis, or what we call an inflamed tendon. And typically when they involve the outside of the elbow, we call it tennis elbow, and the medical term is lateral epicondylitis.
Oh, you actually call it tennis elbow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was a layman term.
Yeah, so that's a layman term, and doctors call it lateral epicondylitis.
Yeah.
Okay.
And on the inside, we call it golfer's elbow or medial epicondylitis.
Oh.
But that is not to say that only golfers and tennis players get them.
You know
DJs
what can happen?
Get them too, yeah.
A tennis player could get golfer's elbow, and a golfer could get tennis
Absolutely.
Elbow.
Absolutely.
I love it. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, and there are squash players or badminton players or any sport that involves a repeated use of the elbow. For example, a gym goer can get this sign of tendonitis.
Yeah.
Majority of these can be treated non-operatively. You know, a period of rest, avoiding the provocative spots, use of icing over the inflamed portion, and just taking some over-the-counter painkillers may do the trick.
So just give it some time.
Yes.
And it will heal itself.
Yeah. And if the pain is persistent, maybe for about a month or two, then that's where I think consulting a doctor is going to be useful. And typically what we then do is to give them a small little injection to try and bring down that inflammation around the elbow, or maybe send them to a physiotherapy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then lastly, in a very small group of patients I see with elbow problems, less than 5% of them may have a more serious problem. Typically this would have persistent pain or those more sinister symptoms I described.
Right.
And those are the ones that require an MRI scan and perhaps a small little surgery, which oftentimes are done in a keyhole fashion nowadays.
Thank you very much for that, doc, and that very free consultation as well.
Yeah.
Now, if you'd like to find out more, you can log on to mountelizabeth.com.sg.